Eastern Mrs. Cincinnati. This is Les Nessman with Showbeat. Our guest today, the actress Colleen Kemp.
Oh, hello.
Ms. Kemp, you're here in the Queen City for the opening of the new Bogdanovich film, are you not?
Bogdanovich.
Yes, well, whatever.
They all laughed.
Excuse me?
That's the name of the picture. It opens here in Cincinnati on Friday.
And what about all the sex and violence?
Excuse me?
Well, I am one American who is sick and tired of slow-motion death. I think it's about time that Hollywood made films we decent Americans could watch.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Do you remember the movie Gigi?
Well, yes.
Funny little fascinating Gigi?
Yes.
Well, they don't make films like that anymore.
I guess not.
Where's Chevalier now?
Dead, I believe.
Yes, that's right. But I believe I have made my point, haven't I?
I guess so. I mean...
It's called Showbeat. I'm Les Nessman, and you're an informed Cincinnati. Oh, that was great, Colleen. Good luck on that film. I hear it's quite good.
Oh, Colleen, I am so sorry.
No, it was fun.
Come with me, Les.
1 minute, Andy. Colleen, I was wondering if I could have an autograph. It's not for me. It's for my brother. His name is Les, too. Just write to Les with all my love and respect.
Now, Les. The lady was nice enough to take time out of her busy schedule to come over here and be interviewed by you. You grilled her like she was Adolf Eichmann.
Why? Because I play hardball, Travis. Mike Wallace does it, I do it.
Well, I want you to stop it. It's wrong, Les. You're doing wrong.
Well, I could say the very same thing about you.
Oh, really? How so?
All right. You are dating Mr. Carlson's mother.
What?
I'm a newsman, Travis. I know.
You know what?
That you dined in public with her 2 nights in a row at Nick's.
All right,
That you attended the opera with her on Monday night.
All right,
that
you Les! Offered... Thank you very much. That'll be enough. Thank you.
Of course, Andy.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Are you insane?
It was business. It was just an opportunity to talk business.
Is it business to her?
Of course it is.
Hi. What's happening?
Andy's dating Mrs. Carlson.
Don't tell anybody.
Andy's not dating Mrs. Carlson. Oh, which one? His wife or his mother?
His mother. What kind of guy do you think I am?
Gee, Travis, I don't know.
Look, it was nothing. We need a new transmitter. The insurance only pays for so much. I'm trying to get money from her.
How much did you get so far?
You do me a favor. Just don't let this get her on the station, all right?
Andy, Les knows.
I just don't want Mr. Carlson to know, that's all.
Oh, I don't think he cares.
No. It's business.
Andy, Mother Carlson's on line one for you.
She is?
Uh-huh.
I'd be delighted to talk with her. I'm glad she called. I'd be glad to take the call.
Good.
No, I want you to stay. I have nothing to hide. I want you to hear this. Hello, Lillian. Yes, I had fun. It was great fun. The opera's always fun. Today? No, I don't... Uh-huh. Well, yes, I would be 1 o'clock. Yes, I'll be there. Bye-bye. Hey, you see, she said yes.
When's the wedding?
She said yes. Yes to the transmitter. Or at least she wants to talk about it, that's all.
Where are you going to meet her?
Over at her house, of course. I've been there before.
Hey, man, we all have.
Are you insane?
Oh, thank you very much. No, it was nice talking to you, too. Goodbye.
Who was that?
My mom.
Really?
Yeah, she was pleasant. No, no, no guilt feelings. Something's wrong. Of course, she's dying.
Mr. Carlson.
That's it, she's dying, and she called and was nice to me before she went. Oh, Jennifer, I feel so guilty.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with your mother. She's probably just feeling good because she foreclosed on somebody. Or maybe she's in love.
Who's in love?
Mother Carlson. Are you all right?
Fine. Swallowed my gum.
Oh, I don't know what's going on here, Travis, but boy, mother is happy.
Oh, Mr. Carlson, maybe you're in line for a new stepfather.
Could be. I think I'll just strike while the iron's hot. Go over and talk to her about a new transmitter.
No, I want to go with you.
No, I want to go alone.
No, I want to go.
All right, well, why don't you go by yourself?
No, I want you to go with me.
All right, well, we'll go tomorrow.
No, today.
All right, how's noon?
No, 1.
Oh, okay. I've got a ring first.
No, I will.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. We'll go in your car.
Yours.
I wanted to go in mine anyway.
This way, gentlemen. Madam is in the billiard room, horsing around.
Thank you, Irish.
Nice to see you again so soon, Mr. Travis.
Soon? What do you mean, soon?
Well, I suppose is the opposite of the word late. Madam?
Andrew.
Hello.
And my son.
Hi, Mom. How have you been?
I'm fine. I must say, I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, well, Andy called, didn't he?
I thought you might like to speak with the both of us.
Oh, of course, yes. Would the both of you like a refreshment?
Well, I think I'd like a lemonade, if that's all right.
Good choice on a cold day. Hirsch, go squeeze a lemon.
Yes, ma'am. I might suggest you do the same. Mr. Travis, would you care for the usual?
Huh?
There is no usual. He'll have lemonade, too. Goodbye, Hirsch.
Oh, goodbye, madam. I'll ride off and...
Oh, just get the lemonade, will you?
Double.
All right. Poor devil's memory is completely shot. What a shame. Where were we?
Oh, well, we were going to talk about buying a new transmitter. You recall the old one was blown up by terrorists.
Oh, indeed I do. Look, son, a game.
May I?
Of course.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Oh, you know, I was never allowed to come in here as a child. Couldn't go into the arboretum or into the gymnasium. Boy, life was tough, but, you know, we got by.
Particular reason you couldn't come alone?
No.
You've come alone before, huh?
Yes.
When I asked to see you alone, that's how I expect to see you. Please drop back later this evening.
Oh, boy, and I thought this was just going to be a business meeting.
Oh. Oh, no, son. Business and recreation go hand in hand. Many a deal has been made or lost on how well one plays the game. Am I right, Andrew?
I guess so.
Well, now, let's all play pool.
Oh, good.
Rack 'em up, son.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Travis, would you care to play along?
Okay.
Marvelous. Now then, perhaps I should go over the house rules before we start. Now, when it's someone's turn to shoot, I tell them. If someone gets ahead of me, they lose their turn. Everyone plays very hard, and in the end, I win. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am. Just bear with me, Mother. I can't find all the balls. Oh, I got over here.
As I was saying, is that clear?
Yes, ma'am.
It's your table.
Indeed it is.
Good shot, Mom. We can go again.
Andy, we don't know what you're talking about. You'll have to be clearer.
All right. Look, say that you work for someone, and they, it's no big thing. It's very subtle. Actually, there's probably nothing to it, absolutely nothing at all. But still, there is something there. Maybe. How do you react to something like that?
Well, I don't know about Jennifer, but I clean out my closets.
What?
We don't know what you're talking about, Andy.
I went out to dinner with you-know-who. You know? Les didn't tell you?
Tell us what?
Then we went out to dinner again. We went out to dinner a couple more times.
You and Les?
No. Me and, Carlson's mother.
Are you insane?
Apparently.
Well, what happened? I mean...
Oh, Bailey, no, nothing happened.
Oh, but you feel a sense of pressure from an employer.
Yes, and that usually happens to women. That's why I wanted to talk with you two about it.
Oh. Why didn't you speak with me first?
Suddenly, I feel so uncomfortable.
have a seat, Mom.
Thank you.
I'll just I'll sit over here and... No, why don't I come over there and then sit next to you? And, that's wrong. Mom, tell the truth. How have you been?
What are you doing out here?
Nothing, just hanging around.
Bothering me.
Bothering her?
Oh, well, don't bother her. That's called sexual harassment.
It is?
That's right. And we're not going to have any more of that around here. Now, go out and sell something.
Jeez.
Sell that coat. I should be in there. This is my problem. What was that?
What?
I thought I heard the door. I better get out of here.
You know, you make things so difficult for me.
Well, how do you think I feel?
I don't know.
I feel offended. Do I look like an idiot to you?
No.
Well, I certainly don't go chasing around after young men. All of this is in Mr. Travis's head.
All of it?
Well, maybe not.
Oh, my.
Oh, now, look, Arthur, I go places, I do things, and it's nice to have a personable young man on your arm. Particularly when he has nice teeth and good hair.
And you have been using him to some extent.
Well, he's an employee of mine, and that's what you do with employees. Well, what's the point of being in charge? And he, too, has been using me. He wants something. A transmitter.
Oh.
And I want something. Good hair.
Well, I mean, that all sounds very innocent to me. I'll just go tell Mr. Travis what you said.
Oh, no, please let me, Arthur. I have so little fun. Oh, I'll tell him tonight in my own way.
Oh, my.
Now, don't you say a word.
Okay. You're not going to destroy his mind completely, are you?
No, just rattle his cage a little.
Oh, good.
I suppose Mr. Travis and I are the talk of the station.
Oh, yeah.
Thank Les for me, will you? the DJs.
Hello, Mr. Carlson. Mrs. Carlson.
Dr. Fever, would you turn around for me?
What?
Turn.
Oh,
Have you got all your teeth?
I think so.
Good. Wrap this one up and send him over.
Look like you're going to work in the big house.
Madam specifically asks that you wait for her in the game room.
Thank you.
Here is your drink.
Thank you.
It's very strong.
Wait, Hirsch, where are you going?
Oh, Madam also specifically asked that I leave. Get lost was how I believe she put it. Goodbye, Mr. Travis, and good luck.
You've been making yourself at home.
Oh, yeah.
Drink?
Thank you. I just had one. Matter of fact, Miss Carlson, I just spilled it right there on your table. I'm really sorry. I wish there was some way I could make this up to you.
Let's think of something.
Miss Carlson.
Lillian.
Lillian.
Lil.
We should talk.
About what?
I'm not sure.
Are you uncomfortable around me?
Yes, sometimes.
Well, I'm sorry if I put any demands upon you. I mean, I wouldn't use my position as your employer to enforce a relationship.
Oh, I know that.
It's just that I care for you very, very much.
This is drying. Feel that.
You know, we have a lot in common, Andrew. We're both tough. We're both gutsy.
I'm not gutsy.
Neither one of us likes to beat around the bush.
I don't mind.
We both like the opera.
I hate the opera.
But you went with me nevertheless. I wonder why.
Miss Carlson, if I might be totally honest with you, I went because I wanted to talk with you about the new transmitter.
I see.
Now, I know that sounds bad. It's more than that. It really is. I enjoy your company, Mrs. Carlson. I really do. You're bright, you're informed, you're stimulating.
You really think so?
Darn right.
How do you mean?
Well, that is... That's very hard to put your finger on. It's an elusive kind of thing. It's totally dry now.
Andrew.
What?
Let's run away together.
What?
To Los Angeles. They'll understand there.
Oh. Oh, my. My goodness. You can't be serious. You're not serious. You're joking. You're kidding me, aren't you? Look at this. I knew it. You're kidding me. Aren't you kidding me?
No, not at all.
Oh, my.
That bad?
Oh, no, not bad. But you're pulling my leg, and I know it. Now, you can't kid a kid, Mrs. Carlson. You can't fool a fool. Pool. Let's play some pool. What do you say? Heck yes.
Mr. Travis, instead of destroying my home, would you care to sit down and talk?
Yes, please.
We've talked about this before. And I don't know why you do it. It's a sickness.
I'm a newsman, Mr. Carlson. It's my instinct to disseminate information the minute I hear it.
To spread rumors is childish and unfair. And to suggest that Andy and my mother were...
Oh.
So you want me to keep it a secret?
Yes.
No! Nothing's happening!
May I speak with you a second?
Yes, Les.
No, that's all right. Les can stay. Why didn't you tell me what your mother was up to?
Well, I wanted to, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. What was it?
Went quite well, actually.
Oh?
Yes, we had a couple of martinis. Oh. She kidded around a little. And then it got kind of romantic.
What?
Well, we have quite a lot in common.
You're not serious. Les, stay put.
Yes, I am serious. She's a stimulating woman.
Oh, damn, this is crazy. You're pulling my leg. I can tell. You're kidding. Huh? Aren't you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding at all. Don't worry about it, Mr. Carson. It'll be nice. We can go to ball games together. And you won't even have to call me Dad.
Les? I know you are. You can't kid an old kidder, Andy.
She told me that I had nice hair. And then she told me to go home.
Does have nice hair.